we got admonished for some of our candy suggestions last time. Some people were very upset that we were choosing candy from an American drugstore, which is what we had said when we decided it.
Right. When I asked the question, like, what is your favorite candy of the subtype candies available at the drugstore?
They said, damn it, your candy shite.
Right.
And so they told us about candies that were their favorite. So we have, tonight, we have a Galaxy Caramel Collection bar. This came from Ireland. Collection. We have a Whitaker's Peanut Slab from New Zealand. I don't even know.
How heavy is that?
It's fucking heavy. It's like a chunky. That thing's fucking heavy. And then we have a Côte d'Or from Belgium, I believe. This is was suggested to us via email. This was suggested on Facebook, and this one was also suggested on Facebook. We have a poll that's going up, though, and so we're going to pick one of these tonight. We will eat another one later. We're not going to eat all these tonight. We're not going to eat them all, but we are going to break into one of these tonight, and so what we need is the poll to go out, Ian. So can you post the poll and see if it works? We're going to try this and see if it works.
Peanut Slab is
still one vote, guys. Galaxy, nobody gives a fuck about your coup d'oeur. I just want to say your coup d'oeur is not getting a lot of votes here.
Which is distressing because it's the biggest one. If we try it, we have to eat half of it. Oh, God. Or you don't know.
Jesus, look at that
if
thing.
It's good or not.
There's nothing in it except for it's just chocolate. This one has caramel.
Is it one of those ones
that's
like 97% pure, like bitter chocolate?
No. Like, this is milk chocolate. It's original milk. So I got a milk chocolate one. Because everybody was saying how bad our chocolate is here in the States.
Well, this isn't even chocolate.
But
it has instructions. Hold on, Cecil. Okay. It has instructions. I don't know if you saw this, but to open, lift flap and tear. Like anyone gets a fucking candy bar.
Oh, I already
like,
did it the other way.
I don't even know
so
what to do.
I just did it.
See, I bet lifting the flap would have been better though.
I didn't lift the flap. This is
really
a white chocolate one.
White chocolate's the worst.
White chocolate. Okay. Oh, it smells like almonds, I guess. Oh no, that's not good. Oh, that's unpleasant. Oh, that's not good. No.
White chocolate just tastes like sweet.
It's just pure sugar. Holy shit. Holy
like, fuck. Why would anyone choose white chocolate if you could have chocolate? I get it. Like, if you were, like, locked away in a dungeon.
Sure.
And it was, like, rats or white chocolate. Yeah. I would probably choose the white chocolate.
Yeah.
Unless the rat was, like, particularly meaty looking. You know?
You're just rubbing a fucking Kit Kat on a rat to eat.
Right.
It's the spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down. Yeah.
Like I would dip a rat in almond bark.
Yeah, sure.
And it might make it a little more palatable.
It might work.
Right.
Yeah.
But like a Kit Kat, a perfectly acceptable. No.
We are so close right now. Look at that.
Look at Peanut Slab and Galaxy.
Peanut Slab and Galaxy. Okay. So here we go. We're going to do a story first. Which one do you want to do first, Tom? We have Paula White and we also have the woman who sends flaming swords to protect Trump. Which would you rather do?
Let's do the swords. Start the swords. Right. We're already here.
So here we go. So this is prophetess asks God to send warring angels with flaming swords to protect Trump. Now, I want to say, guys, in chat, please let us know if this is hard to hear. I can maybe do something to fix it, but I need to know in chat if this is hard to hear. She is probably going to be pretty quiet, and her audio is directly out of her MacBook or whatever. So it's an omnidirectional mic. So she's just screaming into a room.
Got her.
And Christopher McDonald is farting here, I think.
So caught him like mid rip.
Here we go. Jay
Sekulow says the Lord. That's awkward.
He's got a weird way to phrase that.
Jay Sekulow says the Lord. Jay Sekulow.
Tell us if you think you can hear, if you guys can hear it, let us know. Why do I need a 20 button gaming mouse for streaming? Because it was a mouse that I had at home that I was getting rid of. That's why. It doesn't have any use other than I was getting rid of it.
Him, and I have walked with him and talked with him. I have raised him up for such a time as this. The brilliance that will come forth from that man, the courage.
Okay,
and the,
what is happening in the background?
Does she have a fucking parrot?
Sugar glider back there. she's in one of those places like a bird sanctuary. What are you doing?
You know, when you and I first started podcasting with fucking garbage mics, record, even then we like did not have our goddamn pets and kids.
Oh
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
From like day one.
From day one, you knew.
12 years ago.
It was like a bad call.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear a wild screech in the background that we can't identify. Nobody needs to hear that.
The conviction, a beacon of light on a hill.
We got to get a fucking Glory Hole Studios parrot.
We need a Glory Hole parrot. That's one thing you don't want to stick through. You don't want to stick your worm through the hole in that one because the early bird will get the worm on that one.
What phrase would the parrot learn? You know, like it like learns the same shit over and over.
Next.
Rah, you're not a lady. Rah, you're not a lady.
Speaking the wisdom that only comes from Almighty God. In the midst of the den.
Well, I can't.
I can't pay attention to what she's saying. Each time, I just keep hearing a screech.
Real quick. Her YouTube, her website, first of all, it's not your website. That's a YouTube.
Yeah.
That's your YouTube address.
Yeah, it's YouTube.
But youtube.com/graceinfashion. So is she also a fashion prophetess?
Oh, gosh. She has one of those, what it looks like in the back, she has one of those pray for the Lord, gospel, grateful. Does that say grateful behind her?
Yeah.
It's grateful.
She just has a bunch of like the fucking prefab Hobby Lobby shit behind her. Oh. You know, the eat, pray, love shit. They're like, all that like, you know what really speaks to me? The same mass market merchandise messages
so
that you can see at Hobby Lobby.
It's so
that,
true.
Like, if your whole life can be boiled down to some shit some other asshole can buy and stick on their wall.
Well, and also one of them is eat. Everybody eats, asshole. Right. What are you, like, privileged or something?
Hold on. Look at me. I get to eat. Not everybody eats asshole.
That's true. That's true. But you know what helps is baby wipes. That's what I'm saying. And you know what we have at the Glory Hole? Baby wipes.
Den of lions, says the Lord. The den of lions will not dare touch him. For I have marked him and positioned him for such a time as this, and I will give him vision, and I will expose to him what is being plotted behind closed doors. Revelation will come forth, and he will emerge an incredible witness and mouthpiece for my glory. For I the Lord.
Is this all shit?
Mouthpiece for my glory?
Wait a minute.
I've been, you know, you've got to tip a little extra for the mouthpiece for the glory. It's a whole.
We have one here at the studio. Mouthpiece for your glory.
Is she saying this is all stuff God told her about Trump?
I can't hear anything except for the shrieking thing in the background. I'm sorry.
I think that it is. Every time these guys say that, I'm like, what exactly is the purpose of that? Yeah. Like, why would you just like tell Trump himself?
Yeah, right?
Like, why do you have to like tell somebody?
What?
Like, are you like—
And why do you have to send it a coded message?
Right.
Just tell him outright.
Just tell the girl you like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Could you find out from so-and-so's friend if what's her butt?
And then they have to do like, the one, two, three,
pick
four.
Pick a color.
Pick a color. Pick a thing. I love you.
Get the fuck over it.
It's a cockatiel. Well, that's why.
How do you know? Like, you just know by the sound?
Does somebody know it's the... There is someone who really wants us to eat that...
Peanut
slab. They are very much
into
this.
What's the thing?
Let's see what the
thing is. Do we have to eat a... fucking nut slab right now.
We're gonna refresh it. Oh God, guys,
it's 49
votes. Galaxy Bar is in the lead. Slab is second place. Look out, guys. You better convince your friends here to vote for the wrong thing or the right thing. Whatever. We're gonna eat it after this video. So,
Lord, I've already ruled in the courts. The gavel has dropped.
Oh God!
Why would you let this
Jesus
be a thing?
Christ. That's like an old-timey modem or something.
Holy
what was
shit.
That shriek?
Did she put the cockatiel on? Is the cockatiel doing the speaking now?
They stuck the Ethernet cable right at the cockatiel. It's like, beer, bong, bong, bong. Jesus.
Holy what shit. If you're Christopher McDonald, like, what are you thinking right now? Are you just like, this is why I'm live? Oh, wait, no, that's our problem, too.
Okay.
They need it in. That's what I'm saying.
I just posted the link again. Someone's asking for the link. Vote. If you haven't voted already, vote for the slab or for the other stuff. These are the three options. Galaxy, Cote d'Or, or Peanut Slab. Those are your three options tonight.
Real quick at the
bottom.
What happened? Real quick at the bottom, they have live at 7 p.m., replay at 10 with afterthought Monday night spiritual SmackDown.
They're trying to, they know what their other audience is Raw SmackDown right. or whatever. So they know what they're up against.
They're looking at
so
like,
they have to make it sound cooler than it is.
Right, right.
Because he's not coming off the top rope onto this girl, although she looks like somebody's going to clothesline her right
she
now.
She would fucking love it off the top rope and you know it. And you fucking know it.
Hey, man. You got to be a fucking varsity level to go off the
off
top,
the top rope.
Off the top rope and not break anything?
Jesus Christ, I'm 42.
Jesus
I'm just like,
Jesus Christ.
I'll spring gently off the bottom rope, roll twice, and go to bed.
Why don't you do the work? I'm tired.
I love doing they calling it Afterthought Monday. Like, that's definitely how you get people excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's an afterthought.
Jesus Christ, Father God, your army, your angelic army, your warring angels with flaming swords be dispatched, Father God, to shred, destroy.
that bird's a great to shred. You tell him, bitch. You tell him what's up. Shred that shit. But it's saying it in cockatiel, so you right. can't really hear it.
That
but,
bird's like badass. Yeah. It's just like, you fuck that guy up, but don't overheat Teflon in this room because I will die from that.
I'll fucking go. I will go. That's it for me.
I am a delicate motherfucker, but I will fuck you up.
And put down every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, hex, vex, spell, and attempt of the enemy.
You know what? She knows the name of all the reindeer.
That's like some Marshall Mathers fucking rap thing going on there. That's amazing.
Against the president, against those with him, against those praying for him, yes. and against your people, Father God.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you sent the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts to lead Joshua.
Wait a minute, the captain of the army of the...
Wait, what now?
What did she just... Like, the captain of the army of the word of the of host the Lord of the Lord?
Of the Lord of hosts. Let's listen to it again.
That's so many titles.
There we go. That is a lot.
That's like more titles than like...
How does that even fit on like a business card? Okay, here we go.
Jesus Christ, as you sent the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts to lead Joshua into Jericho.
And it's what? Monday night spiritual SmackDown, so it's probably Chris Jericho. So
he asked that you send, Father God, the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts to lead
the
that
captain of the army of the Lord of
the Lord of hosts just sounds like a really, really, really cool place to go have a drink because he's gonna have good hospitality. He's not just a host, he's the Lord of hosts.
Your drink is never half empty.
There's hors d'oeuvres, hot, cold hors d'oeuvres constantly at your beck and call.
God damn.
When you sit down, the food is hot.
You don't have to fucking put your coat on someone's bed for it.
Right?
It's not a shoe house.
Yeah. There's not. You don't
walk around.
You don't throw a shoe house. Where are you going to take your fucking shoes off?
Fuck shoe house.
Don't make me do that to somebody because I'm inflicting something on you then, that you don't want.
I will wear my shoes all around you. You invited me over. You invited my shoes too. We're both coming. Here we go.
I'll step on your dog, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here.
Next time I go to a shoe house, I'm going to go in their closet and take their nicest shoes.
The next time I go to a shoe house, I'm only going to pull my shoe off and then kick it like I'm in a competition across the room. It's like a shoe kicking competition. You ever seen those at the fairs or whatever?
What? A shoe kicking competition?
So, hillbillies, when they get together, will do this thing.
Wait, are you being serious right now?
I'm being dead serious. They'll do this thing where they will half take their shoe off. So it's just the heel is out and it's just on the toe portion of the shoe. And they will all stand in a line and then one will try to kick it farther than the other person.
Are you fucking serious?
I've seen it. It's like a sack race. Yeah, you've seen a sack race before, right? Where the three-legged race or the sack race, you've seen these
before?
Yeah. So it's like one of those types of competitions that you would do at a family picnic or something. And they kick the shoe as far as they can and the one who kicks it the farthest wins the golden
egg or whatever. Oh, we are 100% doing that next time I go to a shoe house. I don't care if it goes through a window.
I'm going to kick it at their kid. Right. Are you kidding me?
My kids already do that when they walk in the door.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
So
it's a shoe kicking contest.
Team right now, that legal team of the presidents, to lead them to victory and to expose and shine your divine light.
To lead them to the oh-so-difficult victory in the Senate for which they have a majority.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. Yeah,
yeah, it's no problem.
They're going to be able to weather this storm. They don't even need a sword. Yeah, right. You're good. Also, none of those fucking septuagenarians can wield a sword either.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine fucking Mitch McConnell trying to pick a sword up?
There should be a bastard sword fight. Where they all have to like wield those big heavy fuckers.
God, tag me in, motherfucker. Tag me in. Been waiting all my life for this. Are you kidding
me? This is what I've been training for.
Jesus.
And another news, Cecil murdered the Senate.
Could you imagine though? I would love, because you know, normally when you fight against somebody with a sword,
yes,
especially
normally
with those blunted,
when I fight with a sword.
you try to reach the person and you go for you normally try to aim for the target that's closest to you, right? Mitch McConnell's fucking goiter chin is sticking over his gut. That would be what you aim at. You would aim at the chin.
The problem, though, is that, like, to pierce through to something vital on Mitch McConnell, like, everything in him is garbage. Like, you just be like, you poke him full of holes,
yeah.
And it wouldn't make any difference. Like,
Ian, you know what you need to do, Ian, or someone with Photoshop skills? Somebody needs to go to Kung Fu Hustle movie and get a picture of that guy blowing his chins out, and then Photoshop Mitch McConnell's face on that guy who's like sticking his teeth. He does the frog thing chins come out. Someone needs to Photoshop that because that'd be amazing.
Like, can you imagine like Mitch McConnell's wife telling the story of when they first met, and she's just like, and then, you know, he hopped out of the water and I knew I was in love from the minute he inflated his chin bellows.
You walk up to him and he's like a bagpipe. You just start, you squeeze his neck and he makes different sounds. That's enough.
You
of this
play
lady.
Mitch McConnell at that's Irish a, funerals.
That's enough like, of this lady. All right. This is it, guys. This is it. Refresh. I'm going to give you guys 1 minute. 1 minute to go hit this poll. I'm going to post it in the thing. 1 minute and then I'm going to do it. Here we go. This is the poll. You guys go there. Straw poll. We're going to refresh after a minute. I'm going to give you guys a minute and then we choose. So last we checked, Galaxy Bar is in the lead.
Galaxy Bar is my I've the natural interest in the Galaxy Bar because it has the caramel. A peanut slab is just unfortunately named.
I guess.
Oh, look at that.
Peanut slab won by 2 votes.
There we go.
I got my water. I'm going to try to open the piece and then give it to you. So
okay.
I'm going to break it in half. This is our peanut slab from New Zealand, Tom. So I'm going to break it.
Now, you've been to New Zealand.
I have.
How was the food in New Zealand?
You know, I had a good time when I was in New Zealand. And I remember I had Thanksgiving dinner there.
Okay.
And Thanksgiving dinner was good. We ate at a steak place. It was good. So this is a peanut slab. This thing is fucking packed with fucking peanuts. Holy shit.
Hey, how is this not just a big Mr. Good Bar?
Yeah, I know. All right, here we go. That's what it is.
That's Mr. Good Bar.
It's a Mr. Good Bar.
Mm-hmm.
More peanuts, though. More peanuts in this than a Mr. Good Bar.
Pretty good.
That's a solid bar.
If you like peanuts and chocolate.
And peanuts and chocolate.
Which I do.
Is an amazing combination. So it's a good bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a solid bar. That's a tasty. I would recommend that to other people if they like those two things in conjunction.
Hmm.
If you don't have like a nut allergy or something.
If you have a peanut allergy.
Probably not.
You can't even watch this live stream.
Yeah. Probably not.
Like, this has absolutely killed you.
But that slab.
That's delicious.
That slab is good.
Chocolate.
That was good chocolate. It was a solid bar. That was good. Yeah, I definitely, I saw the geysers when I was down there. That's a fart land down there. It doesn't smell good.
A chocolate payday is a Baby Ruth, and that's a solid candy bar, actually.
I'm not a fan of paydays.
Oh, really?
I don't like paydays.
Oh, I kind of like the payday.
I don't like the payday. My wife likes the payday, too. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
So we have two for later. The Côte d'Or, which we will keep at the studio, and the Galaxy Caramel, which we will keep at the studio, and we'll do one next time. So there's going to be a vote next time, too, guys, to see which one we're going to try. Big plus on the
this is a win.
This is a good one. Now, Tom.
Yeah.
Let's say you're in the grocery store.
Yep.
And you see the peanut slab and you see the Bueno bar. Which one gets picked
bueno
up?
Bueno bar. Easy.
Reese's for me. I would pick a Reese's over that.
This is good. I'll never buy it.
It's very good, but I would never.
Just like I don't buy a good bar.
I don't buy Mr. Good Bar either. But it's a good bar. Don't get me wrong. Right. It's good, but it would not be my go-to.
No. There's no way I would. I mean, it's tasty, but I would never. It's like you know what I was thinking the last time we were talking about this? Remember the Chunky?
Natalie, did you send the Baltimore stuff?
We ate that on camera.
Oh my God, that was amazing. You were the best. I still have your sticker. I'm going to go get it.
Yep. Oh, Durza Noodle ate the first Bueno bar. It's fucking money, right, Durza Noodle?
We want to thank everybody for joining us.
Thank you guys.
So thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Camera straight ahead. So long, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
I left this next part in intentionally because it's funny. Don't email me, please. Holding in.
When you edit this, make sure to edit these out of the...
Yeah.
It'll be funny if he doesn't edit this and then they hear it. The patrons hear it.
Right. That's the only thing.
Patrons, send Ian a message if he doesn't edit this out. I want you to send Ian a message.
No.
Here's his home address.
I want you to say, hey, Ian, you forgot to edit this out of the thing. Now he's going to remember. So it works.
Edit insurance.